This is Civic Media, bringing you news, talk, and community-minded conversations all across Wisconsin. You can find us at civicmedia.us and download the app for free today. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cuska, Sports Director for Civic Media. Right now, we're airing a Packers, Badgers, Brewers, or Bucks game over the air, but due to our rights agreements, we're not able to stream those games here. Civic Media might be a newer company, but we are dedicated to providing the best in sports coverage. Our team has decades of experience covering sports right here in Wisconsin. We've got Mike Clements, who covers our state's biggest teams on location and does daily updates on all of our Civic Media stations statewide. Many of our stations have local reporters dedicated to teams in their area, covering their community dozens or even hundreds of times each year. No matter where you're at in Wisconsin, we are committed to covering sports, especially in the communities that our stations serve. And we put all of our local coverage right here on our stream, so you can go ahead and grab the free Civic Media app so you never miss a game at civicmedia.us/app. You can find the game you're looking for over the air, or you can stay tuned right here on the stream for more news, talk, and conversation. Thank you for listening to Civic Media from all of us here on the sports team. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cuska, Sports Director for Civic Media. Right now, we're airing a Packers, Badgers, Brewers, or Bucks game over the air, but due to our rights agreements, we're not able to stream those games here. Civic Media might be a newer company, but we are dedicated to providing the best in sports coverage. Our team has decades of experience covering sports right here in Wisconsin. We've got Mike Clements, who covers our state's biggest teams on location and does daily updates on all of our Civic Media stations statewide. Many of our stations have local reporters dedicated to teams in their area, covering their community dozens or even hundreds of times each year. No matter where you're at in Wisconsin, we are committed to covering sports, especially in the communities that our stations serve. And we put all of our local coverage right here on our stream, so you can go ahead and grab the free Civic Media app so you never miss a game at civicmedia.us/app. You can find the game you're looking for over the air, or you can stay tuned right here on the stream for more news, talk, and conversation. Thank you for listening to Civic Media from all of us here on the sports team.
Day one. The hardest day. The day you hear,
this is a type of blood cancer.
But day one is just one day. At the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, we are here to help you move past day one.
On day 45, I discovered an online community who shared great tips for in-treatment care.
I missed a lot of school during treatment, and LLS helped me keep up.
To learn more and get help on day 2, day 28, or any day, please visit lls.org or call 1-800-955-4572.
Reviewing the week's legal news with a friend of the court.
Well, I'm looking forward to Saturday morning. I haven't missed one outstanding, just like being in school.
It has been a week in the areas of law and government and the aspiration for justice in America. As always, I am delighted. I am honored that you have chosen to spend some of your weekend time with me in discussion.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel. Saturday mornings from 9 to 11. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
The Brewers clobber the A's. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers had a season-high 16 hits on the way to a 14-1 win over the A's. Milwaukee stole 9 bases in the game, 6 of them in just one inning, both franchise records. The Brewers' Sal Frelick.
Yeah, I mean, I hope that every team and every catcher thinks that, like, whether we're stealing or not, just being at first base or second base, the pitcher and catcher thinking about you is a success.
Manager Pat Murphy.
I think that's one of the ways we win. You know, we win by collecting hits, taking walks, stealing bases, having the threat to steal, which gives you a better pitch to hit sometimes. And that's one of the ways we can beat you.
The Crew in San Fran tonight against the Giants. NBA, Bucks getting ready for game 2 tomorrow night after losing 117-98 Saturday to the Pacers.
I think we were late. We didn't have enough urgency. Going to game 2, hopefully we can improve that, or we can change that. We'll see. But going to game 2, we're going to be better.
That's Giannis Antetokounmpo with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Hayden Christensen returns to the Star Wars franchise as Anakin Skywalker. He will join the cast of Ahsoka for season 2 and play himself as a teenager. The actor broke the news at a Star Wars event in Tokyo, Japan. Christensen first played the character in 2002 in Attack of the Clones and then in Revenge of the Sith. He appeared in 2 episodes of Ahsoka Season 1. Season 2 is expected to drop in 2026 after the release of The Mandalorian and Grogu. The amount of inside Hollywood information spilled on the Happy Sad Confused used podcast to host Josh Horowitz must be overwhelming at times. Emilio Estevez appeared recently and shared the story of his father, Martin Sheen's drunken meltdown on the set of Apocalypse Now, in which Sheen ran naked around the set while trying to be corralled by Estevez and his mother. Hard to imagine this kind of behavior from the Sheen patriarch. Sounds more like a Charlie Sheen kind of thing.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media is your spot for sports. From updates on your favorite teams, live broadcasts of the Packers, Badgers, Brewers, and Bucks, and local sports coverage in your community, we've got everything you need. Find a station near you at civicmedia.us or download the free app today. We'll have more news and talk coming up here on Civic Media's stream.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Thanks for listening. Your spot for local sports coverage is Civic Media.
Is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome to hour three of our program. You'll recall yesterday, Easter Sunday, Donald Trump went to his Virginia golf course. You know, he doesn't go to church, never has, although he loves to proclaim that he's a Christian, to play golf. And, you know, apparently between holes went off on a rant in which he said, Happy Easter. We will make America great again. Donald J. Trump, President of the United States. Yeah. And then he goes, the businessmen who criticized, this is in all caps, right? The businessmen who criticized tariffs being both bad at business and really bad at politics. He then shared his golden rule of negotiation and success. He says, Russia and Ukraine should start to do big business with the United States of America, which is thriving and make a fortune. And he wraps his rant up by calling himself, quote, the greatest friend American capitalism ever had. Right. So let's just review the greatest friend American capitalism ever had's performance. He has introduced chaos. Absolute screaming, flaming, market crashing chaos into international trade markets. His tariff wars, particularly with China, have upended global supply chains. They've created uncertainty, which is the opposite of what capitalism wants. I mean, capitalism, you know, likes predictability. Every business likes predictability. Most every business. There are some businesses that thrive in unpredictable circumstances, but they're the exception to the rule. So number one, he introduced chaos into global trade markets. Number two, he undermined the rule of law, which is the basis for institutional predictability. If you're doing business, you know, I'm making my widgets in China, and I discover that if Tim Apple... You know, Trump's name for Tim Cook. If Tim Apple gives Donald Trump $1 million for his inaugural slush fund, and then suddenly his company gets a pardon from the tariffs, but I haven't given him $1 million and I can't. I mean, that's institutional predictability is a big deal. I'm going to sneeze here in a second. Pardon me. Always come in twos, right? So, number three, he expanded the deficit and the national debt with no return on investment. He added $7 trillion to our national debt in his first term and claimed that it would cause the economy to boom. It didn't. In fact, the economy crashed under Trump. Reagan started this lie back in the 1980s that, oh, if we reduce taxes on rich people, the job creators, they'll use that extra money that they get from not having to pay taxes to pay their people better and to develop new products. It's a lie. It's just a simple lie. But Trump did it, and so now we've got a $36 trillion debt. He politicized the Fed and other independent institutions. He's been pressuring the Fed to lower interest rates. That's why the Dow is down 1,100 points right now. It was because of his early morning rant about Jerome Powell. Number five, he favors crony capitalism over true competition. I mean, if you want capitalism to work,